When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be talking with the Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation with the province about new supports for small and medium-sized businesses starting up in April. But before we get into that, joining me over the phone right now is Dr. Anmol Kapoor. First off, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. And we're here to talk about a pilot project looking to help people who are suffering from COVID-19. So I'll let you take it away. What is this, I guess, project or, I guess, trial?
Well, this is a clinical trial which has two different distinct arms. People who are suffering with COVID and they have symptoms. In the first class of patient population, we're looking to help people that are staying at home and they have symptoms from COVID. We want to see the certain medications, if they could help slow down progression of disease and help reduce their worsening of condition, help reduce hospitalization, and perhaps save their lives. And this class of medication, that includes anti-inflammatory medications such as colchicine. We use that in gout and other situations commonly, and an aspirin, which we use in cardiac patients. And then we have a second arm where people who are admitted to hospital, and those patients are also getting additional antithrombotic therapy, meaning that the clot-busting medication. So in addition to anti-inflammatory, and we'll be also giving a medication to reduce the chance for formation of a clot. Because we know people who get admitted to hospital with the late presentations or other reasons, we are identifying a lot of patients coming with the clot in their legs, in their lungs, and having complications from it. So our hope is that we are able to reduce the ICU visitation from a ward to ICU. Hopefully, we can reduce any heart attacks, any other cardiac events, any lung injuries, and other complications that could arise while in a hospital and also while in at home.
Okay, so let's break this up. Let's start with the outpatients, those who have tested positive and aren't dealing with, really bad symptoms. So they might be just having, some flu-like symptoms, things like that. So I'm curious. I know you kind of mentioned a few of the medicines that would be involved with this trial for these individuals, and one of them was aspirin. Couldn't I just get aspirin from, a pharmacy? Why is this different, getting aspirin during this, this trial?
Well, aspirin is same as you can get from a pharmacy, and colchicine is same as a doctor can prescribe. But we don't know if together combination could be helpful in symptomatic COVID patients at home. So at present, we cannot recommend that because we don't know if even this strategy may be helpful. So that's why it's better to test this hypothesis in a clinical trial setting in a safer atmosphere. We can monitor it before a generalized recommendation can be given Canada-wide or worldwide.
And, when people hear about a clinical trial, we talk about, all the positives that could come from this, where this could really explain, moving forward, a good way to reduce symptoms and help people get healthier quicker. Is there any, side effects, negatives that we have to talk about for people who want to join this and they take this combination of medicine? Could it get, what kind of negative impacts could there be?
Well, commonly people, if they have any allergies to aspirin or colchicine or rivaroxaban, which is a Xarelto blood thinner medication at the part of the clinical trial, obviously those people will be excluded. If someone is at risk for bleeding, because these are blood thinners we are talking, and anti-inflammatory medications could impact kidneys. So those are the risk factors from the medications. But the patients are symptomatic, and definitely these medications could help them into help reduce progression and perhaps admission to hospital. So that's a benefit we are looking for. Yes, and there's no clinical trial or no medication without any side effects, but when patient would contact us, we'll go through their exclusion inclusion criteria of the clinical trial and also help them understand their individual risks to participate or not to participate in the clinical trial. And after they are informed and informed consent has been given by them, then they'll be enrolled.
So the reason I ask that, and I think it's, you know, a common myth, and you could maybe debunk this and say I'm wrong, but people just have that idea that, you know, if they add, the more medicine they add, you know, the better they could be. You know, we have to know exactly which medicine you're taking to make sure, you know, it's going to help. More medicine doesn't mean, you know, better health.
Exactly. I agree with you. More medication doesn't mean it is a better health. The right medication means the better health. And we are trying to find out, because when the COVID hits us in our body, it creates a huge inflammatory storm that attacks our various organs, that shuts down our lungs, our kidneys, our liver, our body, and sometimes we are admitted to hospital or in ICU eventually sometimes. So this whole inflammation, and when we have an inflammatory storm happening in your body, it puts at a high risk of developing clots in our legs, and those blood clots can cause strokes, a problem with the breathing, and other complications.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk about a new COVID-19 clinical trial.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Dr. Anmol Kapoor, who is overseeing a new COVID-19 clinical trial, which aims to reduce symptoms for people who have tested positive for COVID-19. And before the break, we are talking about the first phase of this trial, those who have tested positive and are in quarantine at home. The second phase of this trial, Dr. Kapoor, I know, is for those who are dealing with the virus in the hospital. We know that those in the hospital are dealing with, you know, tougher symptoms. And again, you mentioned clotting, where a lot of these individuals are experiencing clotting. I think you mentioned some in the legs. We were obviously hearing some about clotting in lungs. So you're hoping to see if this combination of medicine could help reduce the risk of clots, which in return could result in potentially a stroke or heart attack, things like that.
Exactly, and we have been seeing patients lately happening in Canada where people even get discharged from hospital. They are coming back again with a presentation from a presentation of a stroke or a heart attack, and it's quite commonly we are seeing these days. So we would hope to avoid that should this clinical trial show some benefit.
Okay. Well, before I let you go, I just want to clarify again for those who are listening. We know that people who test positive for COVID might experience some symptoms afterwards. We've been hearing different, symptoms afterwards, loss of senses, things like that. This trial is specifically just for people who currently have the virus, just to see if this can help get the symptoms, help the symptoms go away quicker, correct?
Exactly. We are looking for patients in acute stages not in the people who had COVID 3 months ago or 6 months ago.
Before I let you go, I think it's time to get into the really important part. And for those who are listening, I know that this pilot project is happening, I believe, in Calgary, but you're looking to potentially recruit people who currently have it across the province. So for those who do have COVID and are listening and want to see if this could help, how can they sign up?
They could go to our website, cardiai.com, C-A-R-D-I-A-I.com, and there is a 1-800 number. They would be able to call that number, or they could also email at admin@cardiai.com, and the research coordinator will email them back immediately.
And how long are you guys, I guess, accepting applications, so to speak? When are you hoping to have everybody in, or is this, a trial that's going to be going on for quite a while?
Well, this trial will be continuing until June, unless patients target, the planning committee target is about 4,000 patients across Canada to recruit and see if they are able to help get some result. If the recruitment achieves earlier, then they might be able to close this clinical trial. So yes, we are approved to recruit patients or make patients participate in this clinical trial Alberta-wide, and patients don't have to come, and the medication will be shipped to them.
All right. Well, fingers crossed that this trial goes well and we find, you know, a combination of medicine that can really help those what's the best way to say it? Help with their, you know, their stressful time. Obviously, we know COVID-19 for some can be very problematic, and hopefully this can help.
Definitely.
Once again, that was Dr. Anmol Kapoor, who is overseeing a new COVID-19 clinical trial, which aims to help alleviate symptoms for those who have tested positive for the virus. So if you have tested positive and would like to take part in this trial, or would like a little bit more information about it, all you have to do is head to cardiai.com. That's Cardi with an I, cardiai.com. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be hearing from the Minister of Jobs, Economy and Innovation about a new program and fund that aims to help small and medium-sized businesses who continue to struggle from COVID-19.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, before the break, we are talking about a new COVID-19 clinical trial, which aims to help alleviate symptoms for those who have tested positive for the virus. So if you have tested positive and would like to take part in the trial, or would like some more information about it, all you have to do is head to Cardi with an I, AI.com, CardiAI.com. Now joining me over the phone is Doug Schweitzer, who is Alberta's Minister of Jobs, Economy and Innovation. So, Minister, I appreciate taking a couple minutes. And last week, the province announced that they are extending support to small and medium-sized businesses that continue to struggle from the pandemic. So can you share a little bit more information about this recent announcement?
Well, you know what, this is a continuous level of support for small businesses across Alberta. Today, we had a relaunch grant of up to $20,000. That program is going to continue all the way through to the end of March for small businesses that have been impacted by health measures. But we've also recognized that certain businesses have been impacted even more. Certain businesses have been effectively closed from the vast majority of this pandemic. Event industry, the tourism sector has been severely impacted, and they need additional government support. So we've come up with the enhanced business benefit for those types of businesses for an additional $10,000. It'll have a cost of about $120 million for taxpayers. But you know what? We have to be there to support these small businesses throughout the pandemic.
So what do these businesses need to be eligible for this latest payment?
So the biggest thing to be eligible is to have a drop of 60% of your revenue. That's the that's what gets you in the door. It's a quick application, just like the relaunch grant. Historically, we've been processing these applications and getting money out the door within 10 days. So it'll be a similarly designed program, online application process for people that need details. I would just encourage them to Google three words, Alberta, Biz, B-I-Z, and Connect. If you Google those three words, it'll take you right to the government website with all of the details on how to apply.
Okay, so I just want to clarify what I heard there. This payment, it's pretty quick. You said around 10 days after applying, and if they're eligible, they should receive the payment?
That's correct. And this program is going to go live in April. So the existing program goes until the end of March.
Yeah.
Then the new program starts up in April.
So you mentioned that this payment is needed, and I think that is an understatement, especially up here in Fort McMurray. We continue to hear about local businesses struggling. So if this, this payment isn't enough, is the province prepared to do more payments? Is this the last one you guys are doing for a while?
We're going to continue to listen to small businesses across Alberta during this pandemic that have been impacted. COVID's thrown us a few curveballs along the way, and we're continuing to adapt and listen. In the fall, when we had to bring in measures, I guess it was around Christmas time, and we had to bring in additional measures, we put in place further supports for small businesses. Now that we have our staged reopening, we know which businesses are going to be impacted longer, that won't be able to open up until those later stages. So that's why we're targeting support towards them. And if COVID throws us another curveball, we'll continue to listen to Albertans and be there to support our small business owners.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, these funds that these businesses can apply for, are there expectations on what they're used for? I'm assuming a business can't just accept them just so they can, fix a little bit, top up their revenue a little bit. I'm assuming that there are rules for which they're hoping the funds will be used on.
Well, right now, we have to make sure we do this with speed, but it really have to have a drop in a significant amount of revenue. So most of these companies are teetering. They need that support to keep their employees in place, to help them buy inventory if they're a restaurant for reopening, things along those lines. So they do have some flexibility for the use of the funds, but they have to demonstrate that drop in revenue. So this is really going to support these small businesses so they can survive to the other side of the pandemic.
Okay, so hopefully these individuals or businesses can use it to pay rent, employee wages, stuff like that.
That's right. It's really, and each business has set up their affairs a little bit differently, so we don't want to be too prescriptive into what they can use the funds for, mm-hmm. but it's really designed to help these businesses get through this pandemic.
All right. Well, Minister, that's pretty much all the questions I have, but is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
I think the biggest thing I'd just like to add is to say a huge thank you to all those small business owners that have been out there that have kept Albertans employed. They're resilient, and just a huge thank you to them for getting us through to this point in the pandemic.
Once again, that was Doug Schweitzer, Alberta's Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation, talking about new supports for small and medium-sized businesses that continue to struggle from COVID-19. So if you are a business that has experienced at least a 60% drop in revenue compared to previous years, you can get up to $10,000. This all depending on your monthly revenue, as the province will match up to 15%. So once again, the province is going to provide this extra payment for those continuing to struggle, and this will start on April the 1st. Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.